外坤的
一个。
直营服务开始，什么？
对对，开始可以。
开始，这啊，OK。莱昆特知音服务园聆听，今天是2019年9月10日，是教师节啊。我们荣幸的邀请到了 Kid Raj Purple 为我们讲解圣主 Vamana Dev 的逍遥时光，敬请聆听 Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna Om Namo Bhagavate VasudevayaOm Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So welcome, dear listeners. Today we're going to talk about the appearance of Lord Vamanadeva.
欢迎各位亲爱的听，今天我们将会讲述主 Vamanadeva 的逍遥时光。
So Lord Vamanadeva, of course, he came into this world from the womb of Aditi, who is considered the motherof the gods.
主 Vamanadeva 是从 Aditi 的子宫当中出生的， Aditi 被视为神的母亲。
And it's said that he appeared at midday on this Dwadasi day.Today is Dwadasi, so he appeared at midday on the Dwadasi day.
据说他是在 Dwadasi, 就是 Ekadasi 的第二天的中午时分显现的。
Dwadasi,
对，他是在 Dwadasi 显现的，这一天显现的 Dwadasi.
So, of course, we can read about the pastime in the Srimad Bhagavatam.In the 8th canto, in the 18th chapter, you can find the history of Lord Vamanadeva.
当然了，我们可以在圣典博加瓦坛的第八篇十八章中找到主 Vamanadeva 的逍遥时光。
So today, I'm going to talk about the 10 lessons that we can learn from the Lord about this appearance.
今天我将要谈论我们从主 Vamanadeva 逍遥时光当中可以学到的十个教训。
Because whenever we read something in the scriptures, in the Vedas, what is it that we're getting? Are we reading a story or is it something that we can learn from the story?
当我们阅读或者聆听伟大文献的时候，我们是不是就把它当成一个故事来听听就过了呢？还是我们应该从中学到吸取一些教训呢？
So the first lesson that we can learn is that God comes to this world in many forms.
我们学到第一个有益的课程就是神以许多形体在这个世界上显现。
Of course, just to give you a quick historyLord Vamanadeva, of course, appears like a small Brahmana boy.
当然给大家简述的讲一下这个历史，就是主 Vamanadeva 是一个侏儒的形象降临到这个世界的。
And he comes under the pretense of asking for three steps of charity, of asking for some charity from Maharaj Bali.
他借口要向巴利马哈拉智寻求一些布施而来到了他跟前。
So in this form, he doesn't just come, as I said, he doesn't come to this worldin one form, he comes in many forms, so, and he also comes many times.
就像我刚才说过，神是以许许多多形象在不同的年代显现于这个物质世界的。
And God is not limited by one form. He always remains very powerful no matter which form he takes.
神不仅是局限于一个形象，每当神以一个特定形象显现的时候，他这个形象是具有全然的力量。
Sometimes the example is given that the Lord's appearances are like waves on the ocean. They just keep coming, but the ocean never gets any less powerful.
有一个比喻，就是神在这个世界上的化身就如大海当中的浪涛一样，一浪又一浪的显现，但是这大海的力量从来不会消减。
So this is the first lesson that we learn, God's unlimited forms and power.
这是我们学到的第一课，神有无穷无尽的形象和无穷无尽的力量。
The second lesson that we get is that all the other gods, all the other demigods, they're meant to offer homage to him. They're meant to offer, you know, to show respect to him.
我们学到的第二课。第二有意的经验就是其他的所有的半神人他们都应该向显现于世的这位主致以他们最虔诚的敬意。
So we see this because when Lord Vamanadeva appeared as a small child, different demigods came forward and gave presents.
看到当主瓦玛德夫显现的时候呢，不同的半神人他们都来向他敬献一个特殊的礼物。
So he was given the sacred thread, the Brahmanas way. He was given that by Brihaspati, who is the guru of the gods.
半神人的 guru Brihaspati 向主瓦玛德夫敬献了一条圣线。
And the sun god.He gave him the Gayatri Mantra.
而太阳神则赐予他了 Gayatri Mantra.
And his father, Kasyapa Muni, he gave him a belt made out of straw. You know, a belt around your waist. The Brahmanas, they would wear like this, a belt out of straw.
而他的父亲 Kasyapa Muni 就送给他自己的儿子一条用稻草制作的腰带。
And Bhumi Devi or Mother Earth, she gave sit on.
Sorry.
I said Mother Earth or Bhumi Devi, she gave him a deer skin, you know, the skin of a deer.
Okay. Bhumi, 地球大地 Bhumi 送给 Vama Devi 一条。那个鹿皮。
Because the yogis, they would sit on a deer skin because it was considered very auspicious and very pure, but it also, I've heard from devotees told me that deer skin keeps the snakes away. So when the yogi was meditating, the snakes would keep away from the deer skin. So that way, when the yogi was in meditation, snake wouldn't bite him.
鹿皮它是既吉祥又纯净的。我听有的奉献者说，瑜伽师们他们坐于鹿皮之上，因为鹿皮可以把蛇赶走，所以瑜伽师就会安静在鹿皮上冥想。
And Lord Brahma, gave him a water pot.
主婆罗诃摩送给他一个水罐。
Every sadhu needs a water pot.
每一个圣人他们都需要一个水罐。
And Kuvera, who is the treasurer, you know, keeping the money of the demigods, he gave him a monk's begging bowl.
Kuvera, 也就是半人司库，他送给 Vamadeva 一个就是和尚僧人。用来祈祷的钵。
Right, every monk you see, he's got this begging bowl. So this is given to him by the treasurer of the demigods. Yeah. And
这个半神的司库就送给他一个钵。
And Parvati, you know, who's the wife of Lord Shiva, she gave him his first donation.
主 Shiva 的妻子 Parvati 送给 Vamadeva 他的第一笔布施。
So in this way, you know, the demigods all try to offer you know, something, the best of something to the Supreme Lord.
就这样，不同的半神人，他们都把最好的礼物送给了主。
So just in the same way, the lesson we learned from this is that every one of us, each one of us should give the very best of what we own, as a gift to Krishna, to God.
我们从这个故事当，从历典当中学到的一个教训就是，我们每一个人都应该把我们自己最好的礼物送给神。
We can give our talent, or we can give our intelligence, or we can give our words. Okay, we can give our wealth. But the very best of what we have, we should give to the Supreme Lord.
我们可以把我们的技能、智慧然后我们的财富还有我们的 our wealth, talents, wisdom, and what else?
Words,
okay. 还有我们的言语送给神，至尊主。
So, Krishna gave us the birth in this world. We came to this world. Krishna says, Aham Bija Pratapita. God is our father, so he gave us birth in this world. And he gave us all our talents. So now, it is our duty to offer these things back to him.
我们投生在这个世界上，就像《宝教梵歌》里神说的，我是父亲，我是播种的父亲，所以我们应该把我们最好的才华敬献给神。
So this is the second lesson we can learn.
这就是我们可以学到的第二个课程。
So number three, what is the third lesson? When Bali Maharaj saw Lord Vamanadeva coming from a distance, from a long way away,He could see his brilliant effulgence like the sun.
当巴利玛拉什看见瓦玛德夫远远的从远处走过来的时候，他看到好像一团太阳，在靠近。
So when the king, he welcomed him, and he washed his feet. That was a traditional way of greeting, a brahmana was to you welcome them with arti and you wash their feet.
巴利作为一个国王，他就以传统的方式对待婆罗门，就给他沐浴，涤足。
So Bali Maharaj thought that I am the owner of the earth. So he thought, I own everything. He thought. So then he said to Vamana, "I'd like to give you some charity because that's the."When a brahmana comes to see a king, the king is, gives some charity to the brahmana. So, Bali Maharaj was a little bit proud, because he had conquered everything. So he thought, I can give anything. So let this boy ask for something.
Bali Maharaj, 他特别骄傲，因为他觉得，我是帝王，我是征服四方的帝王，我可以随心所欲的。布施，所以他就向这个婆罗门诸如婆罗门就夸口说，无论你要什么，我都可以给你。
So Vamanadeva, of course, replied to the king that I only want three small pieces of land, just as long as my footsteps. That's enough for me. I'm a brahmana. I don't need much.
主 brahmana 就说我需要的不多，我是一个。婆罗门，我只需要三步的土地就好了。
So the king, he smiled, and he thought, I can easily fulfill such a small request.
然后这个国王他就感到很可笑哈，你这个小小的要求，我轻而易举就能满。
But he soon discovered, the king soon realized that when God.Comes in disguise, his requests, for things are also like they're disguised as simple acts of devotion. This is how God comes. So,
it's simple request for devotion. 所以我们可以从他这里看到神 当他以一个侏儒的这个乔装打扮成一个侏儒的形象来的时候，他的要求其实他要求的只是一个奉爱。
Just like many people who first come in contact with the Hare Krishna mantra, they smile. They think, oh, all I have to do is just chant three words, Hare Krishna and Rama. That's all. Such a simple thing. Such a small thing.
就像有很多新人他们接触到 Krishna 直觉的时候，他们就觉得，哎，你这太简单了。难道我只需要唱 Hare Krishna Rama 这三个词吗？
Seems very simple.
这太简单了。
So in the same way, Ali Maharaj thought, this boy is only asking me for three steps of land.
所以同样的，巴利马哈尔也是这么想的。啊，这个小男孩他只需要三步的土地。
But as we speak these three small words, we begin to realize that Krishna is changing our lives from within forever.
是，一旦我们开始唱诵了这三个词之后呢，我们就意识到了神在我们内心，把我们的心永远的改变了。
So this is the third lesson. The fourth lesson is that Vamana teaches Bali that self-realized persons, that pure devotees are meant to be satisfied with whatever comes to them. So a self-realized person should be satisfied with whatever he gets.
第四个教训就是一个自我觉悟的灵魂，一个纯粹的奉献者，他应该满足于他获得的一切。
So those who are not satisfied with what they actually need will never be satisfied, even if they get the whole world.
一个对于自己所需要的还不够满足的人，即使获得了全世界也仍然不满足。
So as a man or a woman practicing spiritual life, we should never be dissatisfied.
无论是男女，他修习 Krishna 之觉，他永远不应该有从不知足的感觉。
Because dissatisfaction, that feeling of dissatisfaction is like putting water on the fire of spiritual life in their heart.
不满足感就好像往内心的往内心的火焰上泼一瓢冷水。
So this is the fourth lesson. Now, the fifth lesson is that Bali Maharaj's guru, Sukracharya, he was very smart and he could understand what was happening.
Maharaj 的 guru Sukracharya 他是特别聪明的一个人，他知道所发生的事情。
So he could understand who the young boy was, and he could understand what was going to happen.
他知道这个小男孩的身份，他也知道会发生什么事情。
So he told the king, please deny this request.
所以他就警告国王，他的要求你一定要拒绝。
Even though Sukracharya knew that this was Lord Vishnu himself making this request.
因为 Sukracharya 知道这就是 Vishnu 本人来提要求了。
So therefore it said that Sukracharya was an atheist, even though he had studied the Vedas.
所以就说虽然 Sukracharya 他研习了韦达经，他仍然是个无神论者。
So such a guru who stands in the way of his disciples' liberation should be rejected.
这样一个站在他的门徒的灵修路上，给门徒的灵修之路挡路的人应该予以拒绝。
So this is the fifth lesson. Number six, Bali Maharaj turns to his guru and says that telling lies or not keeping a promise, once you say the promise, is the most sinful act that you can perform.
Bali Maharaj 就是对他的故事说，一个撒谎的人，一个不履行诺言的人，他是犯了最大的罪行。
Of course, in the material world we live in, everybody's telling lies all the time.
当然了，在我们说的世界上，每个人都始终的在撒谎。
And nobody keeps their promises.
而且没有人履行兑现。
We promise to chant 16 rounds every day. We promise to follow the four regulative principles. I hope that all the devotees are following their promises.
我们发誓要唱诵十六圈，发誓要遵守四项规范原则。我希望所有奉献者他们都兑现了，履行了他们的诺言。
So then Bali Maharaj explains that Mother Earth one time said, I can tolerate any heavy thing except a person who is a liar.
有一次地球母亲她曾经说过，我可以忍受任何的承重，承担任何的重量，但是我却不能承载一个撒谎的骗子。
So therefore, a person living according to Dharma, according to principles, he must very carefully always avoid lying.
所以一个遵守 Dharma, 一个宗教原则的人，他应该总是避免撒谎。
So this is number six. Number seven, he explains that the opportunity to give charity to a qualified and saintly person is very rare.
在这个故事当中，我们学到的第七个教训就是，向一个有资格的人，给予他布施的这种机会是非常罕见的。We
should never think that this is a loss, but rather we should think that we should be very happy for the opportunity to give in charity to such a person.
我们永远不能把这看成是自己的损失，我们应该把这种给予这种人的布施的机会，牢牢的抓住，而且非常心甘情愿的欢天喜地的来去做。
When we give in charity, we never lose.
布施的人他永远不是一个输家，他永远不会失去什么。
Rather, Krishna and the whole world, they give us more in return.
相反，Krishna 和全世界反过来会给予回报我们更多。Lesson
number seven. So lesson number eight. Sukracharya, he cursed his own disciple, and therefore he revealed that the actual relation that sometimes exists between like an official priest and a person following, you know, some religious path.
这个差呀，他诅咒了他的门徒，这就真正的展露他的真正的嘴脸，就是一个冠冕堂皇的一个祭司，他真实的意图是什么？
In other words, in the material world, people who are teachers may sometimes reveal that the relationship is not one of purity but one of exploitation.
物质世界师生关系它并不纯粹，相反，物质世界师生关系是剥削关系。
Okay, so that's the eighth lesson. The ninth lesson is that Vamanadeva, of course, responded to Bali Maharaj's promise by increasing his size.
Vamanadeva, 慷慨地答应布施，之后呢，他就开始扩展自己的身材。
So although God may appear as a child, actually he is the oldest person, and he is also the largest person, and he's also the most powerful person.
虽然神可以一个小孩子的 形式显现，小男孩的形象，但实际上他是最古老的人，也是最大的人，也是最有力量的人。
And the lesson that we can learn, and that was also learned during Krishna Janmashtami by Lord Brahma, is that, or not Janmashtami, during the Govardhan Puja, is that when you test the power of God, you will understand how powerful he really is.
我们从 Govardhan 山的逍遥时光当中呢，我们可以得到这样的教训，如果你要是想测试神的力量，你就会真正的看到神到底有多么 有力。
Actually not Govardhan. Lord Brahma tested Krishna when he stole the Brahmana, when he stole the cowherd boys. Sorry.
是，更正一下，不是 Govardhan 的逍遥时光，而是主婆罗诃摩他偷走那些牧牛童和牛犊的逍遥时光。
But we also see Indra also tested Lord Krishna.
但是我们也看从天帝 Indra 测验 Krishna 的逍遥时光看到这一点。
So God is the ultimate owner of everything, since everything comes from Him.
神是万事万物的拥有者，因为万事万物都流演于神。
Now, what's the tenth lesson? Is that Vamana Dev took his first two steps, which according to his size, covered the whole material world.
第十个教训就是主 Vamana Dev 他仅仅用两步就已经覆盖了整个的上中下三界。
And when he asked, where can I put my third step? Bali realized that the only thing that he could give was his own self.
最后当瓦纳德夫问巴利马拉什他第三步放到哪里的时候，巴利马拉什回答说他这时候只能把他自己给予他了。
So at that point, Bali Maharaj fully surrenders to Lord Vamanadev.
所以在这一时刻呢，巴利马拉已经完全的臣服了主。
And it's for this reason that Vamanadev, that Bali Maharaj is counted as one of the Mahajans, one of the great persons of this universe.
就是因为这个原因，巴利马拉被视为这个宇宙当中十二位麻将之一。
So this surrender of Bali, of course, was offered in a moment of complete desperation.
Bali Maharaj 的臣服的时刻是在他全然绝望的时刻。
Bali Maharaj, you know, was completely, he didn't know what to do anymore in his life. Sometimes we experience that everything is taken from us, and we think, what else can I do? Krishna, Krishna. So, and there's often when we're completely desperate, we surrender to Krishna.
当我们一切都被从我们这里拿走之后呢，我们这时候就会呼唤 Krishna, Krishna. 这时候我们就会全然的臣服了。
Of course, we don't own countries. We don't own the world. But still, we think that we own our apartment. If we're lucky.
当然，我们，我们当然了，我们并没有，并不是一个世界的帝王，或是一个国家的一个总统。但是呢，我们如果幸运的话，我们还是有一所公寓的。
So, and even most of the things that we own in this world, really, we have no ownership because at the time of death, everything is taken away from us.
我们在这世界上实际上并不是拥有者，因为在死亡之际，一切都被从我们这身边拿走了。
So why don't, isn't it better to give it to Krishna, everything that we have to Krishna now, while we're still alive?
所以难道在我们活的时候不把一切都敬献给 Krishna, 难道这样做不更好吗?
And how do we do that? We do that by dedicating our body, mind, and words for Krishna service.
我们怎么做到的、这一点呢？就是像我们活的时候，我们把我们的躯体、心意、言语都献给为神做服务。
And what's the result of doing that?
而这么做结果会怎样呢？
Curiously enough, we'll get the same result as what Bali Maharaj received.
嗯，然后为了回答这个问题呢，就是我们会得到Bali Maharaj 获得的同样的结果。
Is that Krishna gives everything back to us, but Krishna comes closer to us.
Krishna 把一切都还给了我们，而且 Krishna 还会来到我们跟前，比我们越来越近。
So these are the 10 lessons that we can learn from the appearance of Lord Vamanadeva.
这就是我们从主 Vamanadeva 显现的消失光当中可以学到的十个教训。
So of course this is a short class, so I'm sorry if I don't know if anybody has any questions or comments they want to make regarding these 10 lessons of Lord Vamanadeva.
这当然了，这一课并不长。如果有奉献者对主 Vamanadeva 的显现有什么问题，对这个十个教训可以提上来。
I'll give you a few moments to reflect on these things.
我给大家留几分钟的时间，让大家好好想一想。
But I guarantee that many of you never thought about the appearance of the Lord in these ways before.
但是我敢保证，你们从来没有以这种形式来反思、来回想主的显现。
Because most of the time, we're only listening to the stories.
因为大部分时候我们只是在听听故事而已。Prabhu, I have a...
Yes, go ahead.
如果是那，现在趁大家没有问题，我想提个问题。我的问题就是在第十个教训当中，就是谈到了，当我们为神献出一切，趁我们活的时候。为神服务，用身心灵，然后神会还给我们，而且离我们更近。那我们怎么做到？有的时候感觉好像是很纠结和挣扎。My question is that, as long as better that when we are alive, we are living, we sacrifice everything, body, mind, and words for the service of the Lord, and the Lord will return everything back to us and will become.Will become the distance will be shortened by our act. My question that how can we do that? Because sometimes it's very struggling to do this. It's not easy to. Sometimes we feel it's beyond our ability.
At some point, you just have to get the determination. This is what I want. You have to decide what is it that I want in my life.
好吧，阿布回答就是说，有的时候我们需要的是一个决心。我们只要下定，我们需要做一个决策。我们生命当我们要的是什么
？Because your material assets.Your material body, your material life cannot save you from death.
因为你的物质财富、你的物质躯体，还有你的物质的生命是不能拯救你免除死亡的。
But remembering Krishna always will give you an eternal benefit.
要铭记的一点是 ，Krishna 会给予你永恒的好处。
The problem is that we don't believe in Krishna that much.
问题就是我们并没有那么相信信任神。
We still have many doubts in our mind.
我们的脑海当中仍然有许多的疑惑，疑虑重重。
We love Krishna, but we don't fully trust Krishna.
我们爱 Krishna, 但我们并没有完全信任 Krishna. Okay,
so we have two choices in our life. We can surrender to Krishna in good times, or we can surrender to Krishna in bad times.
我们现在就有一个选择，我们或者是在好时光的时候我们就臣服 Krishna， 或者是我们遭遇困境的时候才臣服 Krishna。
That choice is yours.
这个选择在于你。
We read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita about Kulavecha Sridhar.
我们在永恒的柴田那家经中读到了有关 Kulavecha Sridhar 的消失光。
He was so poor that he was making his living from selling banana products.
他一贫如洗，他就靠卖香蕉叶的制品。
And still he was spending 50% of his income for the worship of Mother Ganga.
仍然他这么贫穷，还把50%的收入用来崇拜恒河母亲。
And we know he would sell his banana products, and Lord Chaitanya would come to buy the products from him.
我们知道，他卖香蕉制品的时候，主 Chaitanya 就会来到他的摊位前。
Now banana products are not expensive.
那香蕉叶的制品呢，并不很贵。
And still Lord Chaitanya would bargain with him and try to get them cheaper.
即便是这么便宜的价格，主 Chaitanya 仍然跟他讨价还价，还要把价格压得更低。
But because Kulavecha Sridhar was so in love with the form of Lord Chaitanya, he would tell him, take whatever you want.
但是Kulavecha Sridhar 这么爱主 Chaitanya 这个形象，他就跟他说，哎，你想要什么你就拿走就好了。
So are we prepared to listen to the Lord's request to give him everything?
我们有没有做好这个准备来听话？无论主要什么就可以让他随意的拿走什么呢？
Everybody, just getting back to your question practically, everybody has to work. We know that.
然后再回到你刚才的问题上，每个人在这个世界上都需要工作为生。
Many devotees struggle materially to make a living.
有很多奉献者，他们在物质上就在那里挣扎来维持自己生活。
Many people struggle with, you know, having to interact with the materialistic people who always want to exploit the devotees or give the devotees a hard time.
有很多的奉献者呢，他们也跟那些物质主义者在那里挣扎，因为这些物质主义者总是想剥削奉献者，给奉献者呢，制造糟糕的体验。
Everybody struggles with this.
每一个人都碰到这样的挣扎。
But the point, the real thing is that with our words, with our mind, we can remain absorbed in Krishna. Just like it is said, a woman may have a lover, but at home she will take care of everything very nicely, just so that her husband doesn't suspect anything. But in her mind, she's always meditating on her lover. So in the same way, Prabhupada says, we can give care and attention to our work within this material world, but But internally, we're always meditating on Krishna.
我们但真正的要点是什么呢？就是我们应该用我们的言语和心意，总是专注于主，就像一个简单的比喻，一个妇女她有一个情人，这个妇女呢，她仍然要好的打理家务事，但是呢，在内心她仍然秘密的想着她的情人，同样怕说我们在这世界生活的时候，我们也应该。我们在外在的应该照料这些物质的事物，但是内心依然想着主。
I hope that gives you some you know, gives you some solace, some at least makes you feel better. I don't know.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. 我希望这些话能给你带来一些安慰，能让你感觉更好。好，现在我们有个问题，我们的问题是：感谢老师翻译，您说舒克沙是无神论者，他为什么还献祭呢？献给了谁了呢？Thank you. You mentioned that Sukhachar is an atheist, but why did he do sacrifice?What's the object of the sacrifice?
Generally, such priests are doing sacrifices for the material well-being of the king. And when the sacrifices were performed, then the priest would get some dakshin. He would get some, you know, so if the sacrifice was successful, then the priest would get...some salary.
通常呢，在那个在物质世界呢，那个祭司是为国王做祭祀。当这个祭祀做好之后呢，祭司会得到国王的一些 dakshin， 就是一些酬金。
So this is why the priest, you know, the priest's job was to make sure that the king did everything pious.Not necessarily everything spiritual. There's a difference between those two things.
祭司的职责呢，就是要确保国王他的行为是虔诚的行为，但并不是要确保国王所做的是灵性的活动。The next question.
Yeah.
感恩帕布和翻译，请问剥削奉献者是什么意思 ？Thank you. What's the meaning of exploiting devotees?
Try to get benefit.
剥削的意思就是获得一些好处。
When somebody tries to get benefit from you, that's called exploiting.
如果有人想占你的便宜，那就叫剥削。The next question, 曹静轩 ，Olivia， 哈利波顶拜帕布感恩翻译。您刚才说到我们爱 Krishna， 但我们不够相信 Krishna， 请问我们如何做到全然的相信 Krishna 呢？哈利波 ，Thank you. You mentioned that we love Krishna, but we don't trust Krishna. My question is that how can we become completely trust Krishna?
Krishna is very tricky.
Krishna 特别狡猾
And you'll find in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna, declare boldly that my devotee never perishes. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna even says that, Arjuna, you say it because people may not believe me.
在博迦梵歌当中呢 ，Krishna 对阿尔朱纳说：“阿尔朱纳，你勇敢的宣布，我的奉献者永不毁灭。”实际上 ，Krishna 他自己不直接说这个话，他让阿尔朱纳来说这个话。
So can we trust Krishna or not? Actually, yes, we can trust Krishna, because Krishna ultimately wants us to come back to him. So whatever Krishna says is meant for encouraging us to come, to surrender to him.
我们到底能不能相信 Krishna 呢？实际上，我们应该去相信 Krishna， 因为终极来说 ，Krishna 是为了鼓励我们回到他那里。
So, actually, Krishna is our best friend. So don't worry. He will give you what you need and what it is that you deserve.
嗯 ，Krishna 是我们最好的朋友，他会给我们需要的，还会给予我们我们值得拥有，我们按照我们的资格给予我们。
Any other questions or comments?
嗯。有还有没有别的问题？大家现在还有一些时间，如果有问题的话，可以，请赶紧提上来。
All right, so thank you very much.
啊，如果没有问题的话，那非常感谢大家。
I cannot give class next week. I have to work on Tuesday early morning.So, thank you very much.
The next question, questions coming up from Hari Vansa. 顶拜帕布上次听你讲课说每个人都要涂 Tilak， 如果不能可以用水。涂 Tilak 为什么那么重要？Obeisance, last time you mentioned that everybody has marked Tilak.
Yes.
But the circumstance is not allowed, you can use water. Why is it so important to make Tilak?
Tilak marks your body as a temple of God.
Tilak, 它标志着你的身体是神的庙宇。
So the Tilak is the symbol of Lord Vishnu, and by applying the Tilak to 12 different places in the body,while chanting the mantra for the name of Krishna that is protecting those places, it does two things. So Tilak signifies that your body is a temple of God, and the second thing is that it gives you the protection of the mantra, which is the name of God. So you're showing that it's a temple of God, and you're also getting the protection of God.
提拉克的作用有两个作用，第一个是它是一个象征，象征着你的身体是神的庙宇；第二个作用是保护的作用，它可以保护你。它是用名字，因为涂的时候用名字，它保护你。
Is that clear?
这样清楚吗？Mentioned that the protection is protect the body or protect the spiritual protection.
Our body can be protected by the name of the Lord. Our bodies are always, how should I say, our bodies are temporary. So whatever protection you get for the body is only for, is, the body is temporary, But at the same time, it is said that mantras can also protect your body physically.
Oh, 我刚才就趁机会问你，这个保护是保护躯体还是灵人的保护？他不说，我们的躯体是短暂的，但是呢，这个 mantra 它也可以保护躯体。Okay.
So I thank you very much. Lord Vamanadeva's appearance day ki jai.
Jai. Jai. 非常感谢大家的聆听，祝咱们 Dave 贤先生可以在白坤的知音服务员聆听。今天我们早课就到这里，非常感谢 Pub 给我们带来非常精彩的讲课，也感谢所有奉献者的耐心聆听和问题。那祝大家有一个吉祥的，祝咱们 Dave 的显现日，也有一个很好的知觉意。Hare Krishna。
Yes, Hare Krishna.